We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. If your energy level and health are not where they should be, tune into Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Deatley. Our program will showcase experts from the field of energy medicine, and most importantly, we'll show you how to repattern and optimize your energy flow for optimal health and wellness. Now, here is Dr. Ann Deatley.
You have tuned in to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Deatley, the Radiant Energy Doctor. Energy medicine is a method of working with the body's energy systems to help create balance for optimal health and wellness. Remember, everything is energy, and energy is everywhere. Energies control how you feel, what you think, and how you live your life. Energy is all there is. Today's topic is the radiance of triple warmer. Triple warmer is one of the nine energy systems in the energy body. It has the characteristics of a meridian and a radiant circuit. When we feel stress and anxiety, the meridian characteristics of triple warmer take control. When we are in our radiance, the radiant circuit quality of triple warmer is dominant. Because of our fast pace and stress-filled lives, triple warmer survival mode tactics trump the radiance of triple warmer most of the time. Since triple warmer is in communication with all other eight energy systems, this stress mode is communicated throughout the entire energy body and affects us physically. Triple warmer resists change and protects or hides imbalances, stored traumas, attitudes, states of consciousness, even though this survival mode does not support our optimal health and well-being. Critical to living radiantly is communicating with triple warmer to ensure safety and facilitate triple warmer's radiance. Susan Stone, my honored guest today, embraces triple warmer's energy, and she really understands the radiance of triple warmer. Susan has a MS in acupuncture, a BS in nutrition and dietetics, and a certification as an advanced Eden Energy Medicine practitioner, Energy Medicine for Women authorized instructor, and a faculty member of the Eden Energy Medicine Certification Program. Susan is also a polarity therapist, an acutonics practitioner, a Bach flower registered practitioner, and is also trained in nutrition response testing, soul journal therapy, and color therapy. Color therapy. Susan has had a private practice in Southborough, Massachusetts for over 15 years and been involved in alternative health care for over 30 years. Her passion is to help people attain their health goals. Through Eden Energy Medicine, Susan educates and empowers students and her clients to greater levels of health and well-being. Susan has also been a co-presenter of acutonics at the Acupuncture and Oriental Medicine Conference in Newport, Rhode Island. And significantly, Susan is currently writing a book on the philosophy and creation of health. You can learn more about Susan at her website, www.stonehealthcenter.com. Welcome, Susan.
Thank you, Anne. Thank you so much for letting me be a part of your wonderful show. You are such a great host.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Well, I think these topics are just exciting to share with people, and they're so impactful, what we teach people and how the effects that they have on people. So I'm glad that you are helping with this, because I know, I just see how you embrace this triple warmer energy, and most people are a little bit afraid of it and inhibited by it, but you just know how to talk to it and bring it on.
Well, I do love triple warmer, and I think when we really begin to love triple warmer, it helps us ease out of stress and into our inner happiness, our own inner smile.
That's really beautifully said.
Yeah, I think that inner smile is something that we should try to imagine. And one of the keys to, well, let's talk first about what triple warmer is, because I'm not sure if everybody in our audience really understands. I mean, we're saying this word triple warmer, and people are probably saying, what is that?
Okay, so just so people know, Susan and I have talked about triple warmer and spleen energy before. So you might want to go back and listen to that archived show to get a little bit more on that.
Mm-hmm.
But go ahead.
But just as a very quick review, triple warmer is one of the 12 meridians. And Donna Eden sees it also too as a radiant circuit. And Donna's term radiant circuit is extraordinary vessel lingo for acupuncturists. The extraordinary vessels or radiant circuits are the energy flows that are really at the basis of creating health in our physical bodies. The deeper levels of the radiant circuits are what generates the energies for the meridians and dictates our state of health. So to keep those deeper energy flows in a very positive fashion is absolutely critical, for our well-being. And triple warmer trumps all of the radiant circuits and is the one that we really need to be the most concerned about when it comes to creating our health. And that's why I love talking about triple warmer.
So, Susan, I'm just curious so you said that triple warmer trumps all the radiant circuits. So if triple warmer wants to shut down as a radiant circuit, does that mean all the other radiant circuits get shut off?
It's not necessarily that all the other radiant circuits will be shut off, but they may not be working at their fullest capacity.
Okay.
Because triple warmer is in communication with the other radiant circuits, in addition to with all the meridians, being a meridian itself. Triple warmer is like the overseer of our energy system. It's the guardian at the outpost, taking note of our thoughts, our feelings, our environment, and reacting to our reactions. And what happens with triple warmer is that it builds a habit field around our life's experiences. So if we have a trauma when we're 4 years old, then our body can react to that trauma. It will remember it, and it will adjust us so that it sort of remembers the trauma and it becomes a part of our baggage. And even though we continue on along in our merry way, we're never quite the same person as we were prior to that traumatic event.
Wow. I'm just thinking of all my traumatic events.
Yeah. Wow. And we know that when, let's say you, for instance, you have your very first heartbreak, mm-hmm. you're never the same in a relationship as mm-hmm. you were, because you're always going to be running through your history in your mind. I mean, I'm not, some of the more simpler traumas, I'm not talking about the simple things like falling down and skinning your knee so much, but I'm really talking about the ones where it gives you pause to reflect. And triple warmer is only doing this to be our best friend, to protect us. But if we are constantly living in a state of apprehension or fear, or we are holding ourselves captive to those old thoughts and emotions, and sometimes not even aware that we have, let's say, downshifted into a duller state of being, we just sort of get accustomed to that, not quite our old energetic self.
Yeah, so unless we really work on our systems and really help evolve Triple Warmer to get out of the survival mode and really to be in the thriving mode.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly,
then we can get stuck.
We can get stuck. And yeah, Triple Warmer really hides those traumas. It stores them away, and we become sort of complacent about them, and we don't even sometimes realize that they're still bothering us. And literally, Triple Warmer will hide problems. For instance, as a practitioner, I can run through an energy test somebody, like all their chakras, and every single one of their chakras could test very strong, no problem. And then when I disengage Triple Warmer as a meridian and hold that Triple Warmer aside from reacting, then I can assess information and gather information that previously has not even been accessible, attainable, even noticed. Triple Warmer, when you take it offline, reveals to us, will allow some of that old stuff to come up that maybe somebody wasn't even aware of before. I like to take Triple Warmer offline when a person wants to move forward, feels like there's something that's blocking them, but they can't quite identify what it is. They can't put their finger on it because it really is hidden. And when Triple Warmer is taken offline, then all of a sudden what percolates up to the surface is the old trauma and the memories that have been hiding and lurking in the background.
Very interesting. So let's talk about how does Triple Warmer hide traumas or?
I think it's just, let's say, for instance, you know, someone betrayed you when you were a child, like your first friend. Then you just sort of, with your next friend, you become a little bit leery. You're not even, you're disregarded. And then as time goes on, that becomes your natural state of being. It's not as if you're making a conscious thought sometimes, oh, I'm going to be more guarded. You just become that person. And over time, you know, you may end up becoming a little bit more jaded about the people, a little bit more skeptical, or just not as free and fun-loving and as happy-go-lucky as you might have been. And then you chalk it up to, oh, that's life's experiences and you've got to learn the hard way. I mean, these are all, you know, phrases that we hear all the time. But that doesn't necessarily mean it's good for our energy system.
Right. So energetically, so you brought up the idea about the chakras could appear very strong. But when you take Triple Warmer away, so do you understand how Triple Warmer can cause that to look strong, but really be weak?
Oh, absolutely. It's just that Triple Warmer is running the show. Triple Warmer will reveal to us what it wants us to know and what it doesn't want us to know.
Okay.
And will, you know, sometimes letting go of, you know, a cautionary red flag, letting go of that cautionary red flag may not be in Triple Warmer's best interest. At least that's what it feels. I mean, Triple Warmer is, you know, as a meridian, is here to, you know, to watch our backs.
Right.
It's not necessarily interested in our conscious evolution and evolvement. You know, it's here to protect us. It's much more a physical, you know, concern rather than a consciousness concern. And so many of us nowadays, we're trying to evolve in consciousness. We're wanting to move forward. We're trying to have more open hearts, to be more loving, to be more generous, to evolve spiritually.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Yeah, and so Triple Warmer is really keeping a lid on that sometimes.
Sure, because that whole evolvement may be a threat to our physical well-being. At least Triple Warmer may believe that to be the case.
Right. And, you know, I've had experience. Actually, I was working on somebody yesterday, and it was a situation where it was an emotional session. And so I was going for the five rhythms. And when I first checked by Star Diagnostic, they were all strong. But I didn't believe that because of how the woman released emotion before the session started during the intake. And so I did some things, and I actually found out that certain of the energies weren't flowing well or not communicating on the flow cycle. And when I changed that and went back and checked by Star Diagnostic, they were all weak. And that was like shocking to me. So I hadn't seen that, but that's probably a Triple Warmer thing, right?
That is a Triple Warmer thing, absolutely. That's a perfect example of how Triple Warmer can trump and make invisible that which is an old trauma.
Yeah, so when so it was like, okay, you can't do this until you do this other thing. You got to find the other thing first.
Yep.
So it's like the core thing. Get to the core, and then I'll let you see the other things.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And Triple Warmer can even show nothing is being wrong if it really feels that like there's a threat. And, you know, as a practitioner, and as you are too, it's just you want to be so soft and so gentle when working with energies so that you're not putting a person's energy system on alert.
So when I felt that yesterday, I was like, okay, I'm being led. And this is exactly what we mean by follow the energy.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, like, in my head, I knew there was something that we needed to balance in terms of the emotions. And I had a good idea, but I wasn't going to, you know, I didn't want to force the issue.
Yes.
Yeah, I wanted to kind of, okay, let's see what happens. Let's see what's going to come out first. But when I thought, oh my gosh, the five rhythms are fine. Oh my gosh, I don't believe that at all. And I was like, okay, well, let's see how they're communicating. And so when I found that, I was like, okay. And then I did with that. So I was like, okay, Triple Warmer will let me go where it feels safe and then see how I do. And then it'll reveal more when it feels it's the right time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. That must have been a wonderful session.
Yeah, no, I had a great time with that one. Except for I feel like I didn't have enough time. There was more to do.
There always is.
Yeah. Okay, we better break for commercial, and we'll be right back.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
What do we really know about the healthcare system? With recent discussion in the news and not knowing where to turn for the right answers, be sure to tune in for The Healthcare Police with Matt Atwood and Strom Thomason. From insurance companies to medicine, government to your hospital, we'll go in depth to bring you the true story of our healthcare system, what's working and what's not. The Healthcare Police is broadcast live every Monday at 12 noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Dialogue is the single most powerful leadership tool we have to make a difference in the world. Leading Conversations with host Cheryl Esposito creates a place for that dialogue. Tune into the Voice America Business Channel every Friday as Cheryl hosts new conversations among leaders from around the world in business, government, art, economics, and social change. We'll explore big ideas and everyday actions and learn how their own leadership has led them to discover a newfound sense of possibility in the world. Leading Conversations with Cheryl Esposito, bringing big thinkers together in conversations that make a difference, right here on the Voice America Business Channel every Friday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Deatley. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Dietley or her guest, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to radiantenergydoctor@gmail.com. Now, back to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health.
You are back with Energy Medicine and Optimal Health, and we are talking with Susan Stone, who is an expert in understanding the radiance of triple warmer and how to embrace this energy to live radiantly. Okay, Susan, so let's talk about maybe a procedure or a technique that anyone can do to help bring the radiance of triple warmer into their lives.
I think that's a great thing to talk about, Anne, because, you know, not everybody has accessibility to a practitioner who can help them work with their triple warmer energy. So triple warmer does respond to us working with it. And I think one of the first things I actually said at the beginning of the show is I mentioned those words, inner smile. When we have an inner smile, when we smile, you know, inwardly to ourselves and imagine that our heart is smiling, you know, our belly is smiling, every cell in our body is smiling, that takes triple warmer off of the guardian mode and puts it into a radiant circuit status. And if we can kind of check into our inner smile on a regular basis, that is so helpful. And I've used this inner smile technique actually horseback riding, because I am a dressage rider. And when you're working with animals, they, especially horses, they are so sensitive and they respond to our energies first and foremost. And they know when the person who is on their back is either relaxed or anxious. And I use that inner smile technique all the time to help calm down the horse that I'm riding. It really works. And I actually learned about the inner smile from a woman who was an amazing trainer, and her name escapes me. She was a wonderful, wonderful trainer. And
a horse trainer?
Oh, yeah. She was a very famous woman, and she talked about the inner smile. So I adopted that years ago. So that's a great way of working with triple warmer. And I think also, too, just really being conscious of your thoughts and trying to always come up with, I don't know, a positive approach to everything that you're going through. And it helps to reframe stress into something which is not as stressful.
So, like embracing your adversity.
Embracing your adversity, or just trying to like say, you know what, this is what's happening and there's nothing I can do about it right now. I'm just going to do the best I can.
I'm going to learn something from this.
I'm going to learn something from it. I'm going to take a deep breath and let it go. And don't get hung up on the little things, and try to keep a positive focus on all that is. You know, we create with our thoughts. So we're creating a positive, radiant triple warmer. We're creating that radiance in our lives on a moment-to-moment basis. So every thought and consciousness of your thoughts is, to me, absolutely one, and having love in your heart, one of the most crucial things for balance in your daily life.
Yeah, absolutely. I came up with this idea on, I think it was Saturday. I was at a conference and I just said to myself, you know what? We are our heart energy. So we live our heart energy, right? Our heart energy goes four to 8 feet from us, farther than any other energies. And I was like, you know what? We are our heart energy. And there's, you know, I mean, it interacts with all the other energies, but if you're shut down in your heart, you know, you're not going to be smiling inwardly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We are our heart energies.
Going back to the inner smile. So let's let's teach people how to do that. So how do you do that? You connect into your core and you say, am I smiling in there?
Yes. I just inwardly imagine my heart smiling.
Mm.
And it really, that inner smile for me comes through my heart energy.
Okay, good. Yeah, very good. Yeah.
Yeah, just like what you were saying, that we are our heart energy and that's what projects out. And there are the heart's wisdom. I believe that's the name of the book. And it's actually a doctor who was suffering from, I think it was cancer, a very, you know, life-threatening illness. He directed the energy of his heart to heal his body, and he did. He used his heart energy to heal himself. And so he tuned in to what his heart wanted. He turned into directing his energy from his heart to heal, which is what we do with the heart electric, you know, protocol and energy medicine.
Right, right.
And that heart energy is the most powerful.
And that book is Heart's Wisdom?
I think it's called The Heart's Wisdom or The Heart's Code or something. I don't have my library in front of me.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not the best at coming up with things.
Okay.
Maybe I can give that to you later and you can let your listenership know.
Okay.
But it's a wonderful book about the heart energy and how it heals. It's so powerful.
Hmm. I think this is
and remember
Leonard Lasko? He's an MD?
Yes, he's an MD.
Yeah, yeah. This is, I know the name. I've read this book. So it's the healing with love or something like that, I think it's called.
No, that's a different one then.
Oh, okay.
But when you also realize that triple warmer can't take energy from the heart.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's a great reminder. Yeah.
Yeah. And so really it's our heart energy that I think really is where the basis of the inner smile. And the more we have that, I think that triple warmer helps to calm down and, you know, holding the neurovascular, holding those points just above, you know, your eyebrows on your forehead can make a huge difference. But, you know, working with triple warmer and calming down triple warmer and taking triple warmer sort of out of its meridian mode and accessing the energies of it as a radiant circuit, for me, has been one of the most phenomenal ways to help people evolve and to change and to really heal from their past traumas.
And I just want to add one thing, because the last show I did was with Eva Gold, and we were talking about chakras and the endocrine system. So the higher vibrational forces and how they come through the chakras and connect with the endocrine system, which sends messages throughout our body. And what she said was, you know, we should be so grateful. We can have a communication with each one of our organs. And so I think this ties in with the inner smile. So when you say your kidney, you're so happy with what kidney is doing for you, and you really connect to the kidney. And I did this yesterday when I was driving in the car, and it was like a long trip, and I was like, okay, I'm just going to spend the whole time talking to my organs. And I felt that inner smile. I was like,
yes.
I know, and I was like, for each of the organs and what it's doing for my life. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so empowering. And, you know, I really felt my whole energy lifted just because I felt connected. You know, we do feel connected as a whole body, but when we look at the individual functions of all the organs, oh my gosh.
Yeah, our body is absolutely phenomenal. It's so impressive, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, who could have even imagined all the job that it does on a constant basis?
Right. So this is another way that people can, you know, get their inner smile on, going on.
Mm. Yep, absolutely. So that's one of the things, and holding the neurovasculars and consciousness of your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all, and always shifting your, anytime I always think of a negative, if I think of a negative thought and I get caught up in it, the first thing I want to do is, have I ever told you this technique, Anne?
I'm not sure.
Okay. This is a wonderful technique that really changes consciousness, and it helps to kind of unwind the negative impact of negative thinking. Because my whole thought is that if we get into a pattern of thinking negatively about life, it just becomes a habit. And triple warmer, again, is involved in habits. And anytime I find myself thinking a negative thought, getting on that negative tangent, I'll put up a stop sign in my mind's eye, and I'll put up my hand as if I'm a traffic cop stopping traffic. You know, put your hand like stop. Mm-hmm. So I put up the stop sign, I put up my hand, and then I say out loud or inwardly, doesn't matter, cancel, cancel. And then I rewind, just like a tape, like the old VCRs, you know, I rewind the video with a negative thought in my mind, you know, like rewind it. Yep. Get the sound there. Rewind it back to the point prior to when the negative thought took off. So that last moment when you weren't in a negative thought, when you're actually thinking either neutrally or a happy thought. So you rewind back. And then what I do is I spiritualize my consciousness and I spiritualize myself by singing HU, which is the most ancient name for God. And it's also the vibration of the soul plane, where we come from as soul.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so when you sing HU and open up your heart to God's love, and you spiritualize yourself, and I will sing HU until I feel like I've totally neutralized that negative thought. And it changes everything.
Wow.
And only then do I allow my mind to go along its merry way, because I really see the mind as a servant for the body. Mm-hmm. I am not my mind. I'm soul.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So triple warmer responds to our mind. Triple warmer responds to our mind.
Yeah.
So if we look at our life from a perspective of soul, it really helps move triple warmer into that radiant circuit status.
Yeah, and I see the soul really connected to the heart. So that goes back to triple warmer can't get to the soul.
And when you sing HU, it opens your heart.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah, HU. HU. Just like that. And you could do it inwardly or outwardly. It doesn't matter.
Hmm.
So that, for me, is like the most powerful way to shift.
Yeah, well, no, you never told me that before. So I'm glad you thought of it today.
You know, it took me out of depression. I, at one point in time, allowed myself to become depressed. And I read some article. It was in some New Age magazine a long time ago. I'm talking about the 90s.
Okay.
And it changed my life because I started, I realized the power of the mind to put us into the dungeons of despair.
Mm.
And so we have to access the higher powers and download that higher power into our beingness that shifts our body's chemistries, and then it pulls us out of the depression, and we realize that we are not our mind. We allow our mind to rule our world. We need to use our mind as the servant for the heart and who we are as soul.
Wow.
You know, that's when you beautiful. Think, yeah, really, you are not your mind.
Yeah, thank God.
That's not who you are.
Yeah.
So we identify on another level with who we truly are.
Mm.
And that who we truly are is that inner smile.
Yeah.
And that is triple warmer radiance.
Okay, so I wanted to get back to triple warmer radiance because we really talked about triple warmer as a meridian. But let's talk about what triple warmer radiance can really do for us. Okay, so the inner smile. Yeah, we got that.
Mm-hmm. It can relieve – triple warmer radiance can shift your illnesses. It can shift your limitations, physical limitations, belief systems, emotional – your total emotional well-being.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, emotional well-being is everything.
Absolutely.
It is the precursor to illness. It's the emotional well-being is the precursor to health.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I imagine this is going into your creation of health book.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're tying that back to this. Yes. Absolutely. This is what it's all about.
Mm.
We're creators.
Yeah.
We are creators. And we forget that we have that ability, and we give oftentimes our power away to other people, other things, and we become neutralized.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk a little bit about that new protocol that you developed. Because, I mean, you don't have to give away all your secrets, but just kind of
I'm teaching it. I'm teaching it as to anybody who wants to know, because I feel like it's been absolutely incredible in my practice. And for it's for the people that I've had the opportunity to use, you know, to use it with. They have told me the feedback has been phenomenal. And I had no idea that it was going to be as dramatic as it has been. I had no idea the shifts and changes people have had.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, you know, I saw you demonstrate that when we went to iGEM. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is really going to be great. So that's why I thought we got to share this, or at least what you want to share.
Sure, I'll share it. It's not a problem at all.
Okay.
I think that when people see it in a class situation, it's a little bit easier to understand, but I will do the best I can to explain it because I want to make it accessible for everybody.
Actually, before you start, let's take a commercial because he's just about to break us in anyway, and then we can just focus on that in the next segment.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
The latest business information is made simple with the Voice America Business Network. The professionals in the business world bring you live talk radio shows featuring an array of business topics, strategies for building wealth, sales and marketing, stock trading, investing, and business technology. Voice America business hosts are professionals in their fields and bring to the airwaves weekly business discussions that offer up-to-date information, advice, and education. The Voice America Business Network, the bottom line in business talk.
Zoom Leadership.
It's the big picture issues of the day, up close and personal capabilities of leadership, and a desirable future of constant renewal.
Zoom Leadership.
It's the economic crisis made clear, patterns and perspectives of leadership, and the importance of changing the way we pursue our future. Join host John Schmidt every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time.
Zoom Leadership.
An inside look at what's really going on in business, government, and civil society. Tune in every week on the Voice America Business Channel.
It's no secret that teen girls and young women all across North America are struggling with diminished self-worth, depression, eating disorders, and self-harm. The good news? Tune in to The Mary Walden Show for a mental health boost, raising and empowering young women, mind, body, and spirit. Join Mary and her guests, clinicians, artists, musicians, and researchers to get the knowledge and the know-how to build resilience in teen girls and young women today. The Mary Walden Show airs live Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Health and Wellness.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Dietley. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Dietley or her guest, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to radiantenergydoctor@gmail.com. Now, back to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health.
You're back with Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Dietley, and we're talking to Susan Stone today, and she's just going to reveal a very special secret about triple warmer radiance.
Well, the protocol, Anne has asked me to share the protocol for how to evolve triple warmer as a radiant circuit and how to help. This is a technique for practitioners to use with their clients who they feel have not been able to move through some of the blockages that have been holding them back from, let's say, letting go of old baggage, and or even from baggage they're not even aware of, but they just feel like something is not quite right. So I'm going to just talk a little bit about when you have a person, you're working with them, and you suspect that something is not quite right, this is when you're going to use this triple warmer technique. And as a practitioner, you would always want to do all of the preliminaries first, you know, whether it's the quickie energy balance technique, That's usually what I do, open up the gates, make sure the person is really relaxed. And when you do this technique, you want to work with your energy softly, because it's not about rotor-rootering something out of their bodies or out of their energy system, but it's about just gaining access and slowly and easily helping them move something out. Because a lot of times people will not be aware of what it is that's holding them back. So one of the most, let's say, thorough ways of working with the body is, I believe, working with the chakra system. It's one of my favorites, because the chakras, you know, as you know from Eva's talk, you know, work with the endocrine system, communicates with each and every organ, and you are working through layers of a person's history when you're working with the chakra system. So that's usually where I go. And so the first thing we need to do with this protocol is that we have to get Triple Warmer offline as a meridian. And the way I do that is simply take a crystal. And this is one of those clear glass crystals, one of the Swarovski crystals. I'm not sure if I pronounced that correctly. It's a tongue twister for me. But you spin that crystal around the Triple Warmer radiant circuit pathway around the ear. And you do that with both ears. And where you have previously tested all of, let's say, your chakras before, and let's say, for instance, they are all strong, there's no irregular energies, you would then hold with one hand Triple Warmer around the ear and simultaneously do the double tap on the chakra. So you would hold, let's say, with your left hand around the ear, cup it around the ear, and then with your right hand, tap, let's say, your first chakra. And then have your client put their arms up into the chakra testing position and then test.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you can go through each of the chakras, and you can find that there could be things going on in all the chakras. What I like to do, if I'm getting that all the chakras need help, I like to priority test to find out what chakra is needing help. And the way you can priority test within an energy system, this is a finger mode that I learned with another training that I had. You take the middle finger of the client and you place it so the tip of the middle finger is resting on the knuckle, the line of the let's say the knuckle of the thumb. So that very first line going across the underside of the thumb, just below the thumbnail. So it's not on top of the thumb, it's on the underside of the thumb. Mm-hmm. So you hold the middle finger, tip of the middle finger, mm-hmm. right there, and then you would then, with one hand in that finger mode, then you would go back and retest the chakras.
Okay. And so then you'll only see the one that's the priority.
Then you would see the one that's the priority. If you come up with two, then what you would do is that you could, another way is to actually hold K27 while you test. Have the client hold, it's kind of like stimulate K27 and then quickly test. Okay. That's another way of getting a priority system.
Okay. So but let me
usually,
just.
But usually the middle finger over that line on the underside of the thumb usually is the.
So it's the palm side.
The palm side of the thumb, yeah.
Right.
And that's a priority mode test.
Oh, that's great. I forgot that.
I don't know if you've ever learned it.
Oh, yeah. Maybe you didn't do it at iGene.
No, I don't. No, I didn't do that at iGene.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I taught that at iGene.
Yeah, I don't think you did either. Yeah.
But it's one of those little tricks.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That comes in handy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I just wanted to emphasize, when somebody puts their hand around the client's ear, so you're really tapping into the Triple Warmer radiant circuit.
Mm-hmm.
You're really engaging that energy.
Yes, exactly. And so when they're in the Triple Warmer radiant circuit mode, then things that have previously been hidden will become obvious. And then when you're clearing the chakra, that's when you start getting the intuitions about what it is that actually happened. And either the practitioner will get that sort of information, those hits, or the person on the table will, the client will get, oh my gosh, you know, I remember something that happened, you know, way back when I was a child, and things will become accessible. And then when you clear the chakra, though, mm-hmm. you have to hold, the practitioner has to hold one hand over, cupping it around the ear the whole time.
Right.
And when you put fresh energy in, I also cup around the ear. Mm-hmm. So the whole treatment is done, making sure that Triple Warmer doesn't slip back into the mode of the guardian.
Right.
Because what can happen is it can, you know, Triple Warmer can block anything from happening.
Wow.
Yeah. So you have to.
And it doesn't matter really which side of the, which ear, I guess.
No, but if you're going to be clearing with your left hand, mm-hmm. so oftentimes I will then move to the left side of the, okay. of the client so that my right hand is cupping their left ear.
Okay.
It's just logistics.
Right.
You know, for clearing. Right. And then I'll move to the other side of the table and cup the other ear.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never found any problems with irregular energy stepping in because Triple Warmer's relaxed. So right. it's not going to have a perspective that something is off.
Right. Wow. And then, and since you've gotten Triple Warmer as the guardian offline, basically, then whatever has been blocked or hidden gets exposed.
It gets totally exposed.
And once somebody's aware of what is coming to them,
mm-hmm.
then they can clear it. Once it's identified, it
shifts.
Yeah,
it's
it shifts
gone.
Because it becomes in your conscious mind. Not.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And I've seen people. I've had many clients who have worked through the oldest of oldest stuff that they didn't even really get. They didn't even know it. Have totally transformed their lives. I am astounded. I'm astounded. That's why I love sharing this because, you know, we're all trying to find things that are going to help our clients. You know, it's about evolving.
Exactly.
Nobody's staying still right now.
Well, I wonder whether if our, you know, like what if we just cupped our ears, like you're saying, tried to connect to our own Triple Warmer radiant circuit.
I think we could absolutely do that.
That would probably
You're clearing your own chakras.
Yeah,
sure.
Or just to get that inner smile, engaging that energy, so then you can create that, you know, or touch base with, or mm-hmm. tap into that inner smile.
Well, you know, even when somebody just gently pulls your ears, like when you're lying on the table, when somebody's lying on the table, if you gently pull a person's ears, pull them, you know, up towards the top of their head,
mm-hmm.
that engages Triple Warmer as a radiant circuit.
Wow.
Because we have all these acupuncture points, of course, along on the ear.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Shen Men is one of the more powerful ones, which is, you know, the one that it's used for relaxation. Calms down the nervous system. I mean, what is Triple Warmer but a sympathetic nervous system reaction,
right?
That, you know, trumps everything else in the body.
Mm-hmm.
So when you calm down your nervous system, you know, that's when you can start. That's where healing begins. Somebody can't heal if the sympathetic nervous system is wired.
Exactly. Yeah.
It doesn't happen. You have to be in a place of relaxation.
So can you share some examples of what's happened on the table using this protocol?
Wow. I have had patients who have been very Triple Warmer reactive,
mm-hmm.
Where Triple Warmer has totally dictated their lives. For the first time, not have Triple Warmer reactivity.
Oh, wow.
And that has been phenomenal, especially for people who are conscious of Triple Warmer's, Triple Warmer's role in their life.
Mm-hmm.
I have used this has been very dramatic. I have a patient who is, I think he's probably around 29 years old now. And when he was about 2 years old, he fell into the family pool and had a concussion and almost drowned and had, oxygen deprivation, which caused him a learning disability and physical disability his whole life. At the age of six, when he went to school, he started going back to wetting his bed. When I saw him, I think first at about 27 years old, he was still wetting his bed almost every single night. Using the neurovasculars, mainly using the neurovasculars. I'm not going to get into the full details because I probably don't have the time to do that. But mainly using the neurovasculars, we were able to get his bedwetting down to maybe once a week. It's been working with Triple Warmer in this capacity that I just saw him last week, and it's been about 8 weeks since I've seen him, and he's only wet his bed once and in that period of time. And that's the greatest success that we've had.
Wow.
And I'm continuing now to work with Triple Warmer because I just felt like we weren't getting to those deeper levels. And now, taking Triple Warmer offline, accessing it as a radiant circuit, has finally given me abilities to work more deeply than ever before and have the success that I've never seen before.
Wow.
So I'm absolutely thrilled to be able to share this technique.
That's wonderful. And yes. Any other stories?
Let's see. Well, you know, I had a client the other day, and she is actually a psychotherapist. And, you know, psychotherapists dig the deepest of anybody, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
They know themselves upside down, inside out, and backwards. And I was working with this woman, and she said to me that the one session that I did with her in helping work with her with Triple Warmer was the most profound. Absolutely, the most profound. And she says it's totally changed her state of consciousness. That's how she puts it. Just my state of consciousness has changed. I'm not stressed the way I used to. I don't react to people the way I used to. I'm now becoming more successful in my business because I don't see people that I would used to view as a threat. And moving forward in such a positive fashion. You know, every person who feels like they're blocked in some way will benefit. Will absolutely benefit from this protocol.
Wow. It sounds wonderful. Yeah. Yeah, because otherwise we just keep missing the core issue if Triple Warmer as the guardian is in charge.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we can see things and we can get things changed, but not the core issue, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I am going to be teaching a class in New Jersey on this topic and more in a few weeks.
You just sent that to me, and I'm sorry I didn't get it earlier, but I won't be able to be there. But I've sent that information on to my friends here that hopefully they'll be able to go. I haven't heard back from too many of them, but I hope you're going to do it again. That's all. In this area. Or I will travel. I will travel for that.
It's great. Yep.
Yeah.
But no, I think that, you know, the more that we shift in our consciousness, we do that technique of rewinding, stop, cancel, rewind, sing, hue, spiritualize yourself, the inner smile, all of those exercises. One of my favorite exercises that Donna Eden has for Triple Warmer is the, you know, Triple Warmer spleen hug. That's brilliant. Holding our neurovasculars. I think neurovasculars are the unsung heroes. They don't get as much use and credit as they deserve.
I know. And the thing is, you know, when you think, oh my gosh, this is so easy to do. Anybody can hold this point on their head, you know, but if you don't know where to hold, of course you wouldn't. But, you know, I wonder, like people saying, oh, I don't believe this is really going to do anything, you know, but that's why it's so brilliant. I mean, they're really, and they're so simple, so profound.
They're so simple and so profound. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. And that's why I love this work, because we complicate our lives so much and really interferes with how we're living and how we're not living radiantly. But if we really connect to what's simple and basic and the most essential, you know, that heart energy and our soul, then we live profoundly different lives. And I'm sorry, we have to stop. But let me remind you that you can learn more about Susan and her work at Stone Health Center, www.stonehealthcenter.com. And my website is www.energizeforjoy.com. And I'm making all these new videos, and there's free videos on there already. So please join the community. And there's a Facebook page, Energy, Medicine, and Optimal Health. So please join that, because I'm getting some great ideas. People are telling me what kind of information they want, and I'm finding people to do those shows. So please communicate. And until next time, I hope everybody lives radiantly, and I hope you can bring in this information for your own inner smile.
You've been listening to Energy, Medicine, and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Deatley. Please join us again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Thank you again for tuning in.